Indeed. So, Dave, I know you're pressed for time, but there's a couple other things you wanted to touch on while we have you on the program. And I guess good news maybe and bad news. The spectators bill, as far as getting people in the stand for high school football, the tyrant in Harrisburg vetoed that. And again, we always talked about on the program that who would better know? Leave this in the hands of the school. I mean, they are better equipped. They know what's going on, but than a guy in Harrisburg. And I found that disheartening, and I know there was a lot of talk because, you know, it's a sports area here, and football is king, as we like to say. And once again, the governor's at it.
Yeah, the governor is listening to the Secretary of Health and ignoring Republicans and Democrats and independents, not just in the House and the Senate, but, you know, all over Pennsylvania. The House today is going to consider overriding the governor's veto. That hasn't been successfully done in Pennsylvania since Bob Casey in the, I think, 1994. And wow. So it's very difficult to get a majority in Harrisburg, let alone two-thirds. As of a couple of weeks ago, we had two-thirds majorities in the House and the Senate to say, no, Governor, we believe that you should allow the school districts in communities that have no active cases to allow more than 250 people into a football stadium built for a couple of thousand people. And so the governor is desperately trying to get Democratic representatives and Democratic senators to change their mind. Let me tell you, I would not want to be a Western Pennsylvania Democrat who has already voted for this bill once up for re-election to go back to my constituency and say, okay, oh, I decided to listen to the governor instead of the people that I represent. Yeah. I would think that that would be a really, really bad career decision.
And the only thing I take heart in, because we touched on this, we're getting ready to go on the program this morning, is it seems like, and you would know better being on the inside with this, that more Democrats are getting disillusioned and maybe are coming over to the right side on this, literally.
Oh, and it's not just on the sports issue. It's on the reopening of the restaurants.
Awesome.
It's on putting in some new rules for nursing homes so that we don't, you know, allow the Secretary of Health to repeat the same mistakes that were made early on in this. And so, yeah, I think everyone was willing to give the Secretary of Health and the governor some leeway in the beginning. Obviously,
yes.
We haven't seen one of these epidemics in a couple of hundred or at least 100 years. But, you know, people now know more than they did in April. And, you know, we have to be sensitive to public opinion. I've said it many times. I'm not a king. I'm not a philosopher. I'm an agent of public opinion. You need to listen to people in Shenandoah and Tamaqua and McAdoo and Pottsville. And so that seems to be a problem, not just for our governor, but for a couple of our county commissioners. And so I just wish that they would all listen to what people are saying.
Well, on a good note, though, to finish up on a good note, and I thought this was great. Finally, a federal judge has come out and ruled that his emergency protocol was unconstitutional. And, of course, in typical Governor Wolf fashion, he's going to appeal this. He wanted to stay on this. But the very good news is the stay went back to the judge who ruled this unconstitutional. And it came down, I guess, yesterday that he denied the stay. So in your great words, Senator, as we say in Shenandoah, he ain't no king. I love that. And I think this really...
It's true. I mean, you've heard me say it. There's that famous painting right outside the governor's office that he hasn't been visiting very often of William Penn in 1682 receiving the Charter of Pennsylvania from King Charles II of England. And we always joke that, well, maybe the governor got the wrong message from that painting. You know, he's supposed to be the descendant of William Penn, not the descendant of Charles II. And so, there's a lot of us scratching our heads as to why isn't he listening to public opinion, as well as a lot of medical professionals that have said, look, there's a way through this. You don't need to keep everybody locked up in their house. And if a football stadium in a small town in the middle of rural Pennsylvania has room for thousands and thousands of people, well, then, you know, you can let more in than 250.
Yeah, exactly.
Which includes, of course, the coaches and the referees and well, I know, you know, in some of our towns, in Tamaqua, there's not even room for the marching band.
No.
Because there's so many kids in the program. Yeah.
And I was glad you brought that up, Senator, because I was going to. And I think that's a shame because I know there are so many people, and truth be told, that will go to a Tamaqua game, and this is no offense to the team. They've got a great ball club, and Sam Bonner, a good friend of the program, but they will go to see the band. And I think this is a shame. Well, I think they're playing behind the elementary school or something this last game.
Yeah. Now, it's funny. I was a member of that band a long time ago. And, of course, the last time I got my tenor sax out to play in a charity concert, my dogs ran to the other part of the house. I think that whatever was coming out of that horn just did not sound really good to Maggie and Wolfie.
Wolfie, friend of this program. I remember when Wolfie was on a guest with you on the program. That was
That's
awesome.
Right. Yes. And just so everybody understands, I named Wolfgang before Governor Wolf. And so I had somebody say to me, hey, did you name that after the governor? I said, no. That was several years before.
Beautiful.